部长称，七国集团关键矿产协议将寻求应对中国的非市场做法。加拿大能源和自然资源部长蒂姆·霍奇森表示，七国集团国家预计将在本周宣布一项关键矿产协议，旨在应对中国造成市场扭曲的做法。
Hodgson and Environment Minister Julie Debrusen are hosting a two-day G7 meeting of energy and environment ministers in Toronto this week. Hodgson said a critical minerals pact, set to be unveiled on the second day of the meeting, October 31st, will aim to strengthen supply chains and reduce reliance on China.
霍奇森与环境部长朱莉·达布鲁辛本周在多伦多主持为期两天的七国集团能源与环境部长会议。霍奇森表示，这项关键矿产协议计划于会议第二天10月31日公布，目标是加强供应链并减少对中国的依赖。
You should expect the G7 to focus on any critical mineral where we believe there is a general non-market activity, non-free trade type activity to restrict and constrain a normal supply chain, Hodgson told the Globe and Mail in an interview. On Friday, you'll see mechanisms around several of those critical minerals, and you should expect to see that continue over time.
霍奇森在接受《环球邮报》采访时表示，你可以预期七国集团将重点关注那些我们认为存在非市场行为、非自由贸易类型行为，从而限制和约束正常供应链的关键矿产。他还说，周五你们将看到针对其中几种关键矿产的相关机制，而且可以预期这种做法将在未来持续推进。
The upcoming pact builds on a pledge by G7 leaders at their annual summit in Canada earlier this year to develop an action plan to create resilient critical mineral supply chains governed by market principles.
即将达成的这项协议是对七国集团领导人今年六月在加拿大年度峰会上所做承诺的延续。他们当时承诺制定一项行动计划，以建立遵循市场原则的有韧性的关键矿产供应链。
We recognize that non-market policies and practices in the critical mineral sector threaten our ability to acquire many critical minerals, including the rare earth elements needed for magnets that are vital for industrial production, the leader said in a June 17th joint statement.Recognizing this threat to our economies as well as various other risks to the resilience of our critical mineral supply chains, we will work together and with partners beyond the G7 to swiftly protect our economic and national security.
七国集团领导人在今年六月十七日发表联合声明称，我们认识到关键矿产领域中的非市场政策和做法威胁到我们获取多种关键矿产的能力，包括用于制造磁体的稀土元素。这些矿产对工业生产至关重要。鉴于这一对我们经济的威胁，以及对关键矿产供应链韧性构成的多种其他风险，我们将携手合作，并与七国集团以外的伙伴共同努力，迅速采取行动，保障我们的经济和国家安全。
Allied countries have in recent years raised concerns over China's dominance in the production of critical minerals, which are key for a wide range of industrial sectors, including high-tech and defense.
近年来，盟国纷纷对中国在关键矿产生产领域的主导地位表示担忧。这些矿产对包括高科技和国防在内的众多工业部门至关重要。
According to Canadian Critical Mineral Strategy Annual Report 2024, China had become the world's leading refiner by 2023 of key minerals such as copper, cobalt, lithium, natural graphite, and rare earth elements, refining more than 90% of global rare earth materials and producing about 69% of the world's rare earth output.
根据加拿大关键矿产战略2024年度报告，截至2023年， 中国已成为铜、钴、锂、天然石墨和稀土元素等关键矿产的全球领先精炼国，精炼了全球 90% 以上的稀土材料，并生产了约占全球稀土产量 69% 的稀土产品。
Beijing earlier this month introduced tighter export controls on rare earth minerals amid ongoing trade tensions with the United States. President Donald Trump criticized the move, calling it hostile, and accusing China of using rare earths as leverage in trade disputes.
十月初，鉴于与美国持续的贸易紧张局势，北京方面收紧了稀土矿物的出口管制。总统唐纳德·特朗普对北京的行径表示批评，称其为敌对行为，并指责中共国将稀土作为贸易争端中的筹码。
This was a real surprise, not only to me, but to all the leaders of the free world. I will be forced as President of the United States of America to financially counter their move, he wrote in October 10th statement on Truth Social.
特朗普在10月10日与社交平台 Truth Social 上写道，这不仅对我本人，而且对所有自由世界的领导人来说，都是一个真正的惊讶。作为美国总统，我将被迫在财政上对他们的举动做出反制。
He wrote, There is no way that China should be allowed to hold the world captive, but that seems to have been their plan for quite some time, starting with the magnets and other elements that they have quietly amassed into somewhat of a monopoly position, a rather sinister and hostile move, to say the least.
他还表示，中国绝不应被允许掌控世界，但这似乎成为他们的计划一段时间了。从磁体开始，以及他们悄悄积累的其他元素，形成某种垄断地位。至少可以说，这是一个相当险恶且敌对的举动。
China's move prompted the European Union to pursue cooperation with the United States and other G7 countries to respond to Beijing's tighter controls on rare earth exports.
中共国的这一举动促使欧盟寻求与美国及其他七国集团国家合作，以应对北京对稀土出口收紧管制的措施。
Hodgson told Reuters that Canada intends to be a leader in securing critical mineral supplies for its allies to reduce dependence on China.
中共国的这一举动促使欧盟寻求与美国及其他七国集团国家合作，以应对北京对稀土出口收紧管制的措施。
What you will see on Friday is a number of concrete announcements demonstrating that a multilateral approach to securing supply chains and energy supplies works, he said. We will see this week many examples of us moving beyond talks to firm commitments to fund several types of tools to secure critical minerals.
他说，你们将在周五看到多项具体公告，展示多边方式在确保供应链和能源供应方面的有效性。本周我们将看到许多实例，显示我们正从单纯的讨论迈向对多种保障关键矿产工具的实际资金承诺。
Welcome back to the China Show on CJSF 90.1 FM Burnaby. And now it's our time to introduce you some of the recently released albums by Canadian musicians. First, I'll bring you a music piece, a jazz piece.Composed and produced by Dan McCarthy, and it's called Middle Western Night's Dream, which is from the album titled City Abstract, released in 2019. 听众朋友，欢迎您继续收听 CJSF 90.1 FM 电台的 The Change Show 的音乐节目。现在呢，又到了我们和大家分享加拿大音乐人新近发行的专辑节目欣赏时间。首先要推荐给大家的是来自 Dan McCarthy 的乐曲，名字叫做 Midwestern Night's Dream。 Plex is a song vocal by Kate Blanchard, and it's called Prairie Plains, which is from the album titled Under a Dancing Sky. Hope you enjoy. 接下来要推荐给大家的是来自 Kate Blanchard 演唱的歌曲，名字叫做 Prairie Plains。 And we're back to more Chinese music. Uplex is a song vocal by Lin Zixian, and it's called 认错, which means confession. Hope you enjoy. 接下来请大家欣赏来自林志炫演唱的歌曲《认错》。
将彼此都在孤独。
for today's music segment of That Chinese Show, and it's vocal by Qi Qin, and it's called 大约在冬季, which means it's about in winter. And her, she wants to thank you for listening to our show and wish you a great weekend. Please tune next Saturday noon.听众朋友，今天要推荐给大家的最后一首歌曲呢，是来自齐秦演唱的《大约在冬季》。感谢您收听我们的节目，祝大家周末愉快，我们下个星期再在空中相会。
我将离开你，请将眼角的泪拭去，漫漫长夜里，未来日子里，亲爱的你别为我哭泣。前方的路虽然太凄迷，请在笑容里为我祝福。虽然迎着风，虽然下着雨，我在风雨之中念着你。没有你的日子里，我会更加珍惜自己。你问我何时归故里，我也轻声地问自己，不是在此时，不知在何时，我想大约会是在冬季。不是在此时，不知在何时，我想大约会是在冬季。我将离开你，请将眼角的泪拭去，漫漫长夜里，未来日子里，亲爱的你别为我哭泣。